Heidi Matthews, a former teacher at Treasure Mountain Junior High School, is halfway into her third-year term as president of the Utah Education Association. Following this year's legislative session, Matthews says in terms of education funding, it was an historic outcome. But to get there, it meant backing down from the momentum of the Our Schools Now ballot initiative that, if voters had approved in November, would have increased sales and state income taxes, with all of that $700 million or so going to Utah schools.
We really worked to shape that initiative into something that could really make a difference for our students and teachers and education in Utah. So we had to say, we gave a little pause with the compromise because we had worked so hard to shape that initiative. But the compromise really brings together a number of pieces, and it's sustainable.
The compromise created what's called a teacher and student success account, and while it isn't funded to the level that Our Schools Now would have been, she says it's a good start.
Gave a little pause with the compromise because we had worked so hard to shape that initiative. But the compromise really brings together a number of pieces, and it's sustainable. It creates what's called the teacher and student success account, which is, in a sense, what the Our Schools Now initiative would have done. It doesn't fund it to the level that it would have, but it is still pretty substantial. One of the beauties of this teacher and student success account is it puts the funding at the school level for local schools to decide how best to address their needs.
Matthew says they didn't make the compromise because they were worried that the ballot initiative was going to fail. Polls do show that Utahns want to see more money go to education. The compromise, she says, shows that they were willing to work with lawmakers.
Ballot initiative has been so popular that it really was a leverage and a concern for the lawmakers who did not want it to pass. And I think that the popularity and the strength of the people behind the initiative is really what made the difference. And while, yes, it is a substantially less amount in that account right now, it will grow over time, and it's in conjunction with some funding commitments in other places. For example, one of the legs of the compromise had to do with equalization.
While the equalization bill will mean more money coming out of the Park City area, it does ensure that in other areas of the state that don't have the property values to generate more money for education, the funding will help them attract and retain teachers by offering competitive salaries. The recodification of education law, she says, slowed down a lot of other education bills on the Hill this session. In fact, she says they only tracked about 100 bills this session, much less than they have seen in years past. They also saw some funding increases for special education teachers previously only available to math and science teachers. There was also a funding measure for elementary school counselors, adding about 25 new counselors across the state. Another bill will help keep kids in school to learn from their mistakes, rather than putting them on suspension. The UEA, she says, has not taken a position on a proposal to train and arm teachers in the classroom. To add one more duty to a teacher, she says, just doesn't seem right. Rather, she says, they'll look at other safety measures instead. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.